Morning, it is 8:55. Well, a big weekend on the campus of Emporia State. Don't forget that football game is Salute to Service. So all military personnel, past and present, invited to catch a great football game tomorrow, absolutely free. And also, Veterans Day is going to be celebrated on the Emporia State campus tomorrow with two special events. The annual Veterans Celebration, followed by the dedication of a new Student Veterans Center on campus. And festivities will start at 10 o'clock in front of Plum Hall. They'll have a light continental breakfast. And the guest speaker for the event is retired Army Colonel Laura Trinkle. Now, Laura's an Emporia State alum, graduated back in 1991. And Colonel Trinkle is with us here this morning. Colonel, good morning. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you back.
It is great to be back. I haven't been here in quite a while, so this is fun.
Well, 1991 is when you graduated. Tell us a bit about your experience here at Emporia State, Colonel.
I had a fantastic experience at Emporia State. I think it was one of the best, smartest decisions I ever made. I got to run cross-country and track. I was in ROTC. I was a member of the Nu Zeta chapter of Chi Omega, along with getting a degree, so I had a great time.
You had a pretty full boat here. You mentioned ROTC. That program was at Emporia State, and how impactful was that? Obviously, it was here at Emporia State.
It was extremely significant. I came here with an ROTC scholarship, and it was a great program, relatively small as ROTC programs go, but you know, it made a huge difference. It gave me opportunities to lead and really set me on a course that I didn't think would be my entire career, but it ended up being that way.
Yeah, I guess you were commissioned in May of 1990 with the Army ROTC program here. So how soon then did you enter active duty, Colonel?
So I got commissioned in 90, and then I had 1 year left. I was education major, so I had to do my student teaching and a few other classes. Went on active duty in 91 as a Medical Service Corps officer, and I served my entire 29 and a half years in a variety of hospitals and clinics, both on military installations and deployed in Kosovo and Iraq, so combat support hospitals.
Well, obviously, we thank you so very much for your service, and you know, Colonel, we just don't have time to read your entire biography because it's well over a page long. You have accomplished so much and been involved in so many things serving our country. So how many years total in service?
29 and a half.
29. So when did you retire then?
I retired in December of last year.
So where did you spend the bulk of your time then, Colonel?
I don't think I spent more than 3 years at any one place. So
there was no bulking then, huh? Yes.
There's no bulking. There's no bulking. I think it's like 14 moves or something. So
you, you've been all over the place. And so exactly how did your experience blossom, I guess, in the service then as far as what your duties were?
So I progressed from staff officers into leadership positions. I had opportunities to run, command various healthcare facilities in Virginia and Maryland. I even came back to Fort Riley as a deputy commander at one point and just had great opportunities in leadership positions, including in Iraq, where I had the opportunity to assist with transitioning the hospital in Baghdad back to the government of Iraq. That was probably a highlight.
I would imagine it would be. So what was your final position?
I retired as the chief of staff for the Pacific Region Medical Command, which covers all of the Army healthcare facilities, medical, dental, and veterinarian from Washington State, Alaska, Hawaii, Korea, Japan.
Incredible. Again, thank you so much for all of your service. What an impressive history and career with the Armed Forces for retired Army Colonel Laura Trinkle. So where are you at now, Colonel?
I stayed in Hawaii when I retired since I was stationed there. I stayed there for a little bit, and I'm finally putting that education degree to use with along with the medical experiences in the Army and working for a program called Hawaii Keiki that puts nurses in the schools in Hawaii.
Well, great. Hawaii, not a bad place to be, I would think, huh?
Not a bad place to be, but it's nice to be home.
Well, it's great to have you here. And again, thank you for all you have done. And Colonel Trinkle will be the featured speaker tomorrow. What will be the theme of your talk?
I think I'm mainly talking about how my experiences at Emporia State impacted my career and helped develop me into all the opportunities that I got to have.
Well, we appreciate all you have done. Thanks again for your service. Great to have you back home at Emporia State on the campus of ESU, and looking forward to your talk tomorrow. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, retired Army Colonel Laura Trinkle, an Emporia State alum, and you just heard about the illustrious career in the military, Colonel Laura Trinkle, and again, an ESU grad. KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 9:01.
The Emporia State Hornet football team will play their final home game of the 2021 season Saturday afternoon when they host Lincoln University. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. at Welch Stadium. Be there for senior.